A little over a year ago, the city of Boston, as we'll recall, was struck by a tragedy during the running of the 117th Boston Marathon. Two terrorists detonated pressure cooker bombs near the finish line. As you'll recall, they killed three people. They injured nearly 300 more. The horror of this attack, which we viewed again and again on the television, and again on the first anniversary of the attack, will never be forgotten. Today, as we strive to improve our counterterrorism efforts, we have the opportunity to look back at the Boston Marathon bombing and ask ourselves this question. What if the attack had occurred differently? What if it was even more deadly? What if the pressure cooker bombs weren't just simply bombs, but dirty bombs? A dirty bomb is any kind of crude explosive device that, when detonated, disperses radiation around and beyond the blast. If a dirty bomb successfully goes off, those who survive the blast can be exposed to harmful amounts of radiation that could cause sickness or even death. Moreover, a dirty bomb could render areas uninhabitable for not just days or weeks or months, but for years, making that particular weapon a highly disruptive weapon. If the Boston Marathon terrorists had turned their pressure cooker bombs into dirty bombs, then the consequences of that tragic day could have been multiplied by an order of magnitude. I want us just to think about that for a minute. Today's hearing will focus on how we can ensure that this hypothetical situation does not come to pass.